In the last video, we talked about your church becoming a Christian Leaders Training Center. Now let's make this practical. How can a pastor start without overwhelming the church? The answer is this: start small, start clear, start relationally. You do not need to announce a massive new program on day one. You do not need to create a complicated department. You do not need to recruit 50 students immediately. Begin with a simple pilot group, maybe 3 people, maybe 5, maybe 1 elder, 1 young adult, 1 homeschool student, 1 ministry volunteer, and 1 retired believer who has always wanted to study the Bible more deeply. Invite them into a shared journey. You might say, "We are exploring how Christian Leaders Institute and Christian Leaders Alliance can help our church multiply trained Christian leaders. I would like you to consider becoming part of our first training group." That invitation is personal. It is pastoral. It is not pressure. Then help them take the first step. They can create a Christian Leaders Institute account. They can begin with foundational courses. They can explore ministry calling, Bible study, leadership, discipleship, officiant training, chaplaincy, coaching, or degree pathways. The church can then create a simple rhythm. For example, meet once a month for encouragement, prayer, and discussion. Ask each student what they are learning. Talk about how the training connects to local ministry. Pray over their calling. Help them identify next steps. Celebrate course completions. This is not complicated, but it is powerful. A pastor does not need to micromanage the student studies. The pastor simply creates a culture of encouragement and accountability. Another simple step is to appoint a local coordinator. This could be a pastor, elder, deacon, ministry director, retired teacher, or trusted volunteer. The coordinator does not need to be an expert in every course. The coordinator helps people stay connected, reminds them of next steps, and keeps the training group moving. A church can also create visible milestones. When someone completes a course, celebrate it. When someone earns a certificate, mention it. When someone completes a ministry award or diploma, honor it. When someone is ordained through Christian Leaders Alliance with local endorsements and prayer commissioning, recognize it publicly. These moments help the church understand that ministry training is not hidden. It is part of the church's multiplication culture. Now, here is an important caution. Do not turn this into merely a task list. The goal is not just course completion. The goal is formation. The goal is calling. The goal is ministry multiplication. Christian Leaders Institute provides excellent online training, but the local church provides embodied discipleship. The church sees the person's character. The church knows the person's gifts. The church can give ministry opportunities. The church can provide correction, encouragement, and wisdom. That is why the partnership matters. The online platform brings access. The local church brings relationship. The ordination pathway brings public recognition and accountability. Together, these create a strong multiplication environment. Pastors can also start by connecting the training to existing needs. Does your church need more small group leaders? Invite potential leaders into training. Does your church need more people prepared for hospital visits, funerals, or grief care? Invite them into chaplaincy-related training. Does your church need people who can officiate weddings or funerals? Point them toward officiant training and study-based ordination. Does your church want to plant micro-churches, house churches, or daughter churches? Train future leaders now. The key is to begin where God is already stirring. You do not need to build everything at once. Start with one group. Start with one rhythm. Start with one clear invitation. Then watch what God does. A multiplication culture grows when ordinary believers are given a pathway, encouragement, and permission to become trained Christian leaders. Your church can begin that journey simply.